This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Folks who work for Campbell County might be getting a pay raise this summer. According to the news record, the Campbell County Compensation Committee has recommended a 7% cost of living bump, as well as salary range adjustments for all county employees to make Campbell County more competitive in the region. It's been years since the county has had a cost of living adjustment. A decrease in health insurance premiums for both the low deductible and high deductible plans also was recommended, and the county will continue its wellness program. County employees will see changes reflected in their paycheck from the first full pay period in July if the changes are approved. After completing his second legislative session, Representative Bill Fortner of Gillette says he won't run for re-election to his seat. According to the news record, Fortner hasn't ruled out continuing his career in politics. It just won't be in the House. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The first ever Habitat for Humanity St. Patrick's Day Skate-a-thon will be at the Iron Horse Skateway from 6 to 8 p.m. Sign-ups for teams have closed, but teams and individuals can sign up at the door for a $25 donation. You can bring your own skates or rent them there. Donations can be made at givebutter.com/skate2022. The Campbell County Fire Department recently welcomed several new firefighters and promoted several. Wade Florence, Jake Jackson, Dustin Johnson, Ashley Lopez, Eric Saunders, Justin Terry, Danny Villarreal, Tedrick Walker, and Steve Williams were all sworn in. Bailey Burton, Steve Clementson, Mike McReynolds, John Pafford IV, and George White III were promoted to fire engineers, and Cody Okray was promoted to fire captain. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.